just returning from my second trip into Hinckley today, Leicestershire. I live in Northamptonshire. It's, well, depending on the traffic, it's about an hour away from where I live. It took a lot longer to get home earlier on today because of the traffic. My first visit today was to go out and do some shopping for my grandmother. She's pretty independent, but as most 85-year-olds do, I imagine, she has up and down days, up and down weeks. And she didn't feel like going into town at any point this week, so I helped stock her up with some food. The second trip, well, she had a bit of a panic when I phoned up earlier, and she was a little bit worried about her legs. Something must have occurred while I was away, because when I came over earlier on today, I noticed she had a dressing, and I asked her what it was, but her memory is really bad, and she didn't really know. She said it was water on the legs, and the nurse had come round and told her stuff, but she forgot. And I keep telling the nurses and the local doctors, please, please call me. My grandmother never remembers the finer points. Her memory is really bad now, and she panics. And all I need to do is tell her the facts, and everything hopefully should be okay, and I can calm her down again. But I don't know what's the matter with her legs, so... So I thought it best to come on over, and I called the out-of-hours doctor's surgery. Earlier on when I called them and said, please let me know what's going on, they never got back to me. I'm a little bit annoyed with Station View Doctor's Surgery in Hinckley, because I probably would not have had to call them out this evening. Anyway, I get to my grandmother's, and the dressing from her leg, which had been weeping water, which for me is really freaky, but apparently a lot of old people get water retention with, especially because she's on some diabetic tablets and high blood pressure tablets and all kinds of tablets, and I think one of the side effects might be water retention, so she has to take tablets to help with her water retention. Now, whether or not the water's just trying to burst out of her leg or she'd cut herself, you know, the danger is if that gets infected, so it's important to have a dressing on, and she'd attempted to sellotape bandages to her leg, which I just don't want to see that on my grandmother. You want the best, don't you? And I just thought, bless, you don't really have a very good first aid kit. I need to sort that out, but you shouldn't really be having to do this for yourself anyway. We have talked about whether or not she would like some assistance at home or want to go into a home, any of these things. It was planned that my brother was going to come over from Brazil. Fortunately, my mother died, so it's either me or him, really. And we have some cousins, kind of the other side of Coventry, who are on the Italian side as well. But as far as family support goes, she needs a lot of attention now, and she refuses any help, being relatively stubborn and desperately trying to hold on to her independence, which I cannot help but respect and commend her for that, even if, you know, it's getting more and more worrisome. I guess everybody to a certain extent must go through this with elderly relatives, but I'm kind of skipping a generation, not having any parents really to worry about. So seeing her tonight, luckily there were some night nurses, the nurses that are on call over the night, literally, 2 minutes away on a call in another house on the same estate. So it was very easy for them to pop round, and she required this special kind of dressing, bandage thing, very strange little patch, which seems to absorb all the water through the night, and I've arranged for another nurse to come out tomorrow, but to call me and let me know that she's coming out so it doesn't freak my gran out. But with all this going on and my gran feeling a little bit embarrassed and put out by the fact that there's all this attention, and, you know, oh, it was fine with the sellotape and the old bandage that she'd found in a knitting drawer. And I did mention again, are you sure you don't want any help, blah 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 blah, and she's kind of thinking that maybe it might be nice to have a nurse pop in once in a while, so get the ball in motion for that. But the most disturbing thing was, as I was leaving, she said that the neighbour would be over soon, and the neighbour comes around at 10 o'clock in the morning pretty much every day to have a cup of coffee and a chin wag, and it was 9 p.m. So I said to her, and yes, it is the longest day, and yes, it's very bright, so I can kind of understand the confusion, but I said, you do realise it's night time? And she said, what? And she had just woken up from a kip in the chair when I got there, so whether or not she just thought that she'd woken up, I don't know, but that's the first time my grandmother has ever confused, I think, the morning with the evening. And maybe it's not something for me to worry about, but it's these little things, just more and more, that make me think, right, it's getting serious now. It's difficult to see from the inside looking out, and I don't know what the nurses thought when they came round. My grandmother couldn't remember that I was there earlier on with my son, having done the shopping for her, until I reminded her that she'd refused to eat anything but cream cakes for tea. And then she realised that to have had the cream cakes, someone had to have must have gone shopping, and that was me. Last thing I say when I leave is that I loved her, because you never ever know whether or not it's going to be the last thing you say. On a morbid note, she said that she loved me back, and then wanted to know whether or not the bank was open and could I pop round. No, remember, it's 9 o'clock at night, nearly 9:30. So I don't know. I guess partly I am not looking forward to getting to that stage in my life. Maybe having a motorbike will remedy that horrible thing to think about and say, I know, but it's just, I guess he's completely oblivious to it, and it's those around her that have to deal with it most of the time. So, but you definitely get upset when those around you, like myself, address and have to keep reminding the memory issues, and oh, growing old, who'd have it, eh?